From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. Back in 2011, it looked like an alleged gang of home invaders was about to get busted by Miami-Dade police. And they say these guys are getting bolder and more violent. A confidential informant agreed to help the police. But that volunteer informant ended up being killed by the police, along with three of the alleged robbers that night. Investigative reporter Tony Pepitone with NBC6 started working on what really happened with this case back in March.
The plan was to lure accused home invaders to a vacant house and arrest them in the act. But prosecutors say the operation was so bungled, the investigation so inadequate, they cannot rule the killing of that informant and two others was justified. Still, they cannot charge any officer with the crime.
Now, Miami-Dade County taxpayers owe settlement payments to the families of at least three of the four men, and there's a lawsuit pending surrounding the confidential informant. Tony, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Explain what was supposed to happen that night.
What was supposed to happen is that the confidential informant was to lure Roger Gonzalez Sr. and his crew of home invaders to a house in the Redland, a county-owned house on 2.5 acres that had been set up by police to be a trap. There were officers lying in wait who were supposed to move in, set a perimeter, and then move into the house once they entered the house, tell them you're surrounded, come out with your hands up, and deal with it at that point. That didn't happen. Four people who were killed that night by Miami-Dade Police SRT, Special Response Team officers. One of them was their confidential informant, an informant who had his hands up, as we clearly saw in the video, who went to the ground as instructed by the officers, and who crawled on his stomach about 30 feet or so toward them, listening to their instructions. That confidential informant had a code phrase that he could say that was supposed to identify him as the CI. I'm going to Disney World. He had done it earlier in the surveillance vehicle three times when he realized he was being forced to go along in the staged home invasion that was being set up there by police, rather than just driving the getaway car, which was the plan. But the officers did not change their plan. They did not go and rescue their CI. They did not abort the operation. They let them continue on to the house where more than 100 officers were lying in wait. And eventually, all four of the people who went to that house were dead, including the CI. It's clearly shown on video. Jorge Limas runs across the front of the house. He has a handgun in his hand. He's confronted by a sergeant who says he tells him to drop the weapon. The officer shoots and kills him, and the weapon is found right beside him. So that was what they called a good shoot. The other three, though, the office of Catherine Fernandez Rundle says they are not convinced they are justifiable, that there is some doubt about that, that they cannot rule them definitively justifiable homicides.
And so why do county taxpayers have to be on the hook for at least three of the four men's deaths, damages to the families?
Well, so far, the county has agreed to pay a total of $600,000 to the survivors of the three quote-unquote bad guys, the guys who went there with the intent of committing a home invasion. They are doing that without admitting liability. You know, the county may decide that it's not worth defending because it's going to spend enough money on defense that it's not worth it, and a couple hundred thousand to each of those families to make it go away is a good thing for taxpayers. What's left hanging, though, is there is a federal civil rights wrongful death lawsuit filed by the family of the confidential informant, and the CI is dead, and taxpayers could be on the hook for a lot more than $600,000 if that case ever goes to a jury.
You can see the entire investigation at NBCMiami.com. And Tony Pipitone, thanks so much for being our guest.
Thank you, Kelly.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell.